Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Again, please subscribe and also share our work. And if you're listening to us on our podcast or one of our radio stations, welcome. We really appreciate you being here. And we try to bring you programming that's going to benefit you, not just bring you news, but bring you news plus opportunities, solutions, and strategies. And today is no different. We have on Joshua Ward. He's the senior VP of Noble Gold. You go, oh, Dave, Noble Gold. Yeah, you've heard me advertise for Noble Gold for 8.5 years, been a customer for 7.5 multiple times over, and I'm about ready to do it again with silver. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're putting your money in the bank, lock, stock, and barrel, you're going to be very disappointed. Please pay attention to what you're going to learn here. Joshua, first time visitor on the Common Sense Show. Really appreciate you coming on. And I see you've got Colin Plume's book, Silver is the New Oil.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, in the next 2 days, when I can break free of my duties as nanny, and I got a little time to spend on the phone, I'm going to be actually ordering silver rounds because I'm taking Colin's advice very seriously because silver has been repressed by the big five banks. And it's the darling mineral of climate change technology and all the new AI. So it's going to explode in value. So I'm so glad to see you. This is available too on Amazon, correct?
It is, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Colin sent me something and said, Dave, gold is going out of sight. Over 1100, almost 1200% increase in the last 18 months. Let's talk about that. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, we're really starting to see a decoupling of gold with the market here. So, the stock market has been on quite the run the last 4 years. Is the reality of it. And gold has kind of been a little bit of a laggard, I would say, in that same time frame. And now we're starting to see it break out. I mean, the first quarter of 2025 here, gold had its best quarter in over 40 years. We've seen gold hit basically an all-time high almost every other day, it seems like, for the better part of this year. It's been on an absolute tear. We hit just under $3,500 for the spot price, and we're hovering on 3,300 now. So, I mean, that's a huge, huge move in a very short period of time for gold.
It was about this time last year I was interviewing Colin, and we said that we thought gold was going to hit 3,000 in the next, the next calendar year in 2025. And I got a couple of comments from people who watch and go, that'll never happen. Well, you just said it, where we're at today. And I think the sky is the limit because I think the dollar is in big trouble. Is that what's driving this, or are there other factors too?
That's a very big reason why. We're starting to see the dollar has had in the last couple of weeks has had almost a 10% decline compared to other currencies, which is a huge move in the dollar in a very short period of time. I remember earlier this year I bought some euro. I'm going to Europe in the summer, and I bought euros when the euro and the dollar were 1 to 1 because I knew that the dollar was strong, and I knew that it's not going to get any cheaper than this. And I'm glad I did, because now the euro is almost 150, 110, 115 to the dollar.
It's amazing. And the Europeans have, in large part, trashed their economy. What's causing their currency to be so strong?
It's a lot of different factors. I think a lot of it has to do with the governments and what they're doing and the actions that they're taking. So that has a big part of it. A lot of these governments have kept interest rates artificially low for too long, and they've seen their currencies reflect that, right? When a currency is undervalued or low, it costs, it's easy to export items to other countries, right? Like Japan is a great example. China is a great. They have to keep their currencies low, relatively low, so they can sell their products all over the world, right? So I think it's a strategic standpoint, and I think also it's just part of the market working out as well.
At this present time, Joshua, are tariffs having a direct influence on what's happening with the dollar and gold? Or is it speculative from the futures market? I mean, what's going on there?
Sure. Yeah. So we saw a lot more, I would say, probably about a month or so ago when we first started hearing about the tariffs. We saw one of the biggest imports of gold from Europe that we've ever seen, almost immediately after the announcement of the tariffs. And gold and silver are not exempt from the tariffs, right? So if there's a 10 to 30% tariff on Mexico or Canada, that is going to directly affect the availability of metals here in the United States, right? Most of the silver comes from Mexico and from Canada. That's where it's mined, that's where they find it, and then they import it into America and sell it to, different places and different people.
You just have to wonder when Trump is negotiating levels of trade and the tariffs, because Mexico and Canada are so important in these resources, maybe we cut them a deal and maybe this becomes part of the deal.
Or they become the 51st for 51st and 52nd state, right? That's what they're floating that around too.
Well, Carney came in today, and actually this will air on the 30th, but Carney came in today and he said, y we're going to obliterate free speech. And he says, we're going to teach the United States a lesson and we will never be the 51st state. And he wants a trade war. We're going to give him a trade war. C Canada would lose a trade war in about 2 hours if we really wanted to apply
But
the heat on him. I can't believe that he said this.
I mean, he's going to be on the wrong side of that for sure. Canada, I don't want to get into to Canada bashing here, but they don't have much of a military, right? Their military might is almost nothing. So it's tough to talk with a big stick when you don't have one, right?
Exactly. And they are, you're right, they're totally vulnerable militarily. They need us as a trading partner. They need us worse than China needs us. And we see what's going on with China now, riots because of the economic implosion that's going on there. And so, yeah, this is foolish. Canada they would well advise. I got an inside tip for you. My friend Paul Preston, who's the head of the New California Movement to become the actual 51st state that Trump is behind, he's actually been sanctioned to train four of the provinces on how to get territorial status on the way to statehood with the United States. That's ongoing right now as we speak. So I thought I would drop that little dime in there. So yeah, Carney better wake up. I want to talk a little bit about the BRICS. The BRICS just met recently in Russia. How does this affect us in the United States? What was the outcome of that meeting and what's the impact?
It was strategically done in Russia as well, right? It's interesting where they actually held that meeting. I think it's personally the BRICS nation is going to be one of the biggest threats to the dollar and to the US. The reality is at some point they're going to realize that having their economies backed by dollars are doing nothing good for them and only helping the United States. So they're going to realize that they're no longer going to be trading with dollars. They're going to be trading in physical gold. They're going to be trading in oil. They're going to be trading in some sort of commodity, some sort of physical commodity, or a combination of the two. And I think that day is coming. And I think the value of the dollar is going to be negatively impacted by that, right? If all of a sudden, I mean, there isn't a currency out there right now that's backed by gold and silver, right? Hasn't been the United States here. We haven't been backed by gold and silver since gold for since 33 and silver since 64. So we've already been off the gold and silver standard, and we've seen what's happened in the time frame leading up from that, right? Think about, everything that's changed from early 1960s to now, right? Our entire economy is totally different. We manufacture nothing in this country anymore. It's all been sent offshore, and it's disappointing. I mean, it really is. We've put ourselves in a hole, and we have nobody else to blame but ourselves, is the truth of it.
And we had it going the right way because in 1885, being on the gold standard and also, living on tariffs and no ha having no income tax, we had so much money. They had a conference in D.C. on how to spend this money. I mean, it's incredible. When I read that, I had to rub my eyes twice and read it again. I could not believe that this was our history. And by the way, I used to teach history a long time ago in a high school. We weren't teaching students this stuff. This no, Rockefellers have a lot of say about public education because they got it started with the Carnegies, and they really don't want that out there, I think. But this is incredible. Well, if we can't beat them with the dollar, don't we have to somehow join them? Maybe not be part of BRICS, but go into a gold-backed currency?
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately we're going to resort back to resort from a fiat dollar, which we have now, which is backed by nothing, to a tangible commodity-backed currency like before, right? I mean, we had from 1776 to 1933, every $20 bill was a 1 ounce gold coin, right? It was a half ounce gold coin was a $10 bill. A quarter ounce gold coin was a $5 bill. A 1 ounce silver coin was a $1 bill. Right, was a $1 silver mortgage. So the government couldn't just print money out of thin air, right? They couldn't just, oh, we're having a slow time. Let's print a few billion dollars through the economy, do this. I mean, you're talking about the Federal Reserve and the income tax. 1913 was the worst year in America's history. We got the income tax and we got the Federal Reserve the same year.
Good points. Very good points. And then we did a two-stage assassination on the dollar. I'm actually with gold, taking us off the gold standard. Roosevelt started it and Nixon completed it. And you look at that and you go, what were we thinking? Yeah, this is something I like to tell my audience. In 1800 to 1913, at the advent of the Federal Reserve, a dollar was worth a dollar, 113-year span. There were ups and downs, but it was still a dollar. Today, that dollar, 112 years later, is worth 3 cents. It's amazing. So, do you see any signs that Trump is going to move towards using precious metals to either back the dollar or go strictly to the gold standard and come up with something new? How do you see this unfolding?
I see a collapse happening before we issue back gold and silver, is how I say. I don't think we can transition from fiat money to gold and silver overnight without there being, a real kind of catalyst for it, right? The Federal Reserve, the powers that be, the cabal, they're getting filthy rich doing this, right? I mean, they control every dollar that's created, interest has to be paid to the Federal Reserve, which is a private conglomerate of banks. So every dollar that's created in America, private banks get paid on that dollar before it gets out in circulation. So you're never going to be able to pay that debt back, right? The only way the government can pay it back is with taxes and inflation. And inflation is a hell of a lot easier than taxing people.
That's true. That is an excellent, excellent point. And most people don't realize that inflation is a hidden tax.
Right. And it's the most egregious hidden tax.
It truly is. You know what I find amazing, though? I remember after Trump was sworn in, the jobs report and an economic report came out with it. Trump's in office 4 days and he was being blamed by the Democrats for the economic report.
Sure. I mean, it's really remarkable what's going on. And when we talk about tariffs too, it reminds me back in history. So we had tariffs in this country before we had an income tax, right? That's how they got people to transition from tariffs to an income tax, because the income tax was a 3% tax on the most wealthy at the time. So the average person never had to pay it. It was a, hey, if you asked an average person 100 years ago, do you want to pay tariffs? Or do you want to have the top 3% pay an income tax? Right? Well, I mean, anyone in their right mind will, yeah, have the top 3% pay it, right? I don't want to have to pay it. I don't want to pay tariffs. That's how they suckered people into using it.
Exactly.
Right? And then they were going to put a cap at 10%, and they decided not to because they didn't want the government to raise it to 10%. Right? And now we're at a 40% or 38.5%, 40%. And then some states have a 10 to 15% tax on top of that. I mean, if you make any money in California, you're paying 55% to the IRS.
I know.
Every single way. Let's say, let's give an example. $100,000 you make in a month. $55,000 is going to the federal government and the state government. And $45,000 goes to the person who earned it.
That's a real disincentive to even work.
Well, if half the days that you show up is literally for the government, right? I mean, you're not working for yourself, you're not working for your family, you're working to pay the taxes to the IRS, to the government.
You know, there's a parallel we need to look at with China that I think could be in our immediate future. About 70% of young adults in China don't want to be in the system because they've done away with the tutoring businesses that could get them up to standardized test scores. That gets them into elite universities and good income, good paying jobs. And so they're saying, to heck with this system. I don't want to be in this system. And so it's estimated about 70% of age group of between 21 and 35 are domestic engineers in their parents' homes. And they basically, there's a saying in Chinese, I think it's Ben Loi, let it rot. And they're dropping out of the system. The way we're going, I could see the same thing happening here with the same age group.
Sure. I mean, look at what's happening now, right? People are going to college, they're getting worthless degrees. that once that they're spending $50,000 to $100,000 to get into debt to get these worthless degrees, that once you get out of college, nobody wants to hire you. Right? Nobody wants to hire a social studies degree or a or pick your poison here, right? I mean, nobody wants to hire those people. Even I graduated with a finance degree, right? And I went to a very liberal university here in California, Cal State University, Northridge, and I didn't learn anything that I couldn't have read in a book. Right? One of my biggest regrets in life is honestly going to college and spending 60 grand to be brainwashed. I mean, that's the reality. I didn't learn anything from college I couldn't have read in a book. I didn't have any mentors that had the same views or ideas that I have personally. So it didn't, I did myself a disservice. And I got into the finance field, right? I didn't want to do marketing or this or that, right? There's a lot of easier degrees that don't have a math requirement that I could have got.
Do you think, and this is a very speculative question, but with what's going on with the wages dropping, in fact, what is it, over 80% of Americans dip into their savings to pay basic expenses now, whether they're using their credit cards?
They're doing pay as you go, pay monthly for burritos at Chipotle now. I mean,
Know.
DoorDash is or DoorDash or Uber, one of those are taking the asset pay or the pay as you go, right? You're gonna buy a burrito for $12 and you're gonna pay $4, every 2 weeks to pay it off. I mean, this is crazy. I couldn't believe it when they got away with that and they're doing that now. I mean, who the hell would do that?
I looked at teacher salaries this morning just out of curiosity. I wondered where they were at because I've taught everything from ninth grade to postgraduate at university. But I wanted to see where the high school people were. And I saw the average pay was between 40 and 65,000. If you're not in six figures, you can't even buy a home now.
No, and then you're paying 20, 30% tax on that 40 or 60 grand too, right? So it's not like you're taking home 40 or 60. You might be taking home 25 to 35.
So to me, now this is just me. I don't want to accumulate money in the bank as I close a deal. I want to put it back into precious metals and other investments. But I think gold has jumped to the head of the class. Silver will be there soon. But I think that people don't see this. Why do people blindly? I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with the Dodd-Frank law that says you're in second place as a depositor. And the banks can technically keep your money, keep your retirements associated with the bank if they want to. I have an ex-athlete I used to coach who's the president of a large chain of banks in the Rocky Mountains. And I asked him, I said, tell me about Dodd-Frank. He goes, I really am not supposed to talk about this. They want to keep it on the down low, but it's a law. It's a law. They can keep your money. Why would anyone trust a bank with that kind of law?
And it's I think it's worse than that. I mean, if you put, let's say you have $100,000 and you want to keep it in the bank, right? And you keep it at Wells Fargo or B of A, they're paying less than a half a percent interest on that money. Okay? If you're keeping it in a normal checking account, you have to put it into a brokerage account to earn the money market rate of about 4%, 3.5%, 4%, right? So the max you can earn every year by keeping your money in cash is 4% right now. And as they bring down interest rates, that's going to go back down to 3% or 2% or 1% like it was 5 years ago. Okay? So you're guaranteed to lose keeping your money in the bank. Right? Gold's 30% this in the last in the first quarter of this year. Silver's up about 12%. Right? Gold and silver last year were up 25 to 28% each. So do you want to leave your money in something that you're guaranteed to lose? Or do you want to put it in something that's tangible, something that's been used as money and currency for the last 3,000 years, something that has a track record, right? The government can't print gold. They can't print silver. It has to be mined. It has to be refined. It's got to be minted into coins and bars. It has added value to it that you don't have with like a paper currency like a US dollar or a euro or a yen.
Well, one of the things, though, then people are saying, well, gee, I need to look into gold. Well, let's address this, though. I've done stories, and some of them are coming out of the Bank of England, Bank of London, I should say. And they can't pay on paper gold, they've oversold it. How bad is that problem?
Well, it's probably worse than what we experience in America here, right? I mean, we had that same problem. That's why in 1933 we got off the gold standard, right? It's because we printed more gold certificates than we had gold in reserves. And other countries caught wind of that. So they all wanted to turn in their paper certificates for physical gold at the same time. And there was a stampede And all the gold was flooding the United States. That's the reason why FDR came up at the end of the year in 1933, in December of 33, an executive order making it illegal to own gold and silver. And it was illegal to own gold and silver for about 30 years. You could not buy bars, you could not buy coins. It was illegal. You could only buy jewelry.
Was that an executive order?
It's right. Yeah, it was an executive order.
Sure, I thought.
It was by FDR. It was not something that we voted on or the senators and politicians voted on. It was an executive order.
You know, to me, okay, the term ex post facto comes into play in my mind here with that night. I think it was 1932, if I remember correctly. But you've got gold in your possession. Now you're told it's illegal. You can't pass a law on Wednesday and say it's illegal to do what you did on Tuesday. They had no right to pass to do this. None. I mean, it's unconstitutional.
Totally agree. And that was the first time America really did default on their debt, right? Because that's what it was. I mean, we had all these creditors that had gold certificates that were redeemable in gold. And we said, nope, sorry, gold window's closed. You can no longer do it. And Mr. and Mrs. America were forced to turn in their gold to the banks, right? They were given $20.35 for that $20 gold coin. And a lot of the average people just turned in their gold and silver, right? They said, okay, I'm going to go get 35 cents and I'll turn in my gold. And a lot of people didn't. A lot of the patriots at the time didn't. And those coins that were turned in were supposedly melted into Fort Knox. Right? That's why Fort Knox, the gold isn't pure in Fort Knox. It's 90%. It's coin gold, 90%, right? So coins, from 1776 to 1933 were made out of 90% gold or 90% silver. Because gold and silver are very malleable. They're very soft. So they need a little bit of alloy in there. So that's what all the gold in Fort Knox is. It was not like we found it in the ground and put it in there. No, those are all of our country's wealth in gold and silver coins and bar or coins at the time melted down into bars.
You know, people really have a choice. It's gold or silver or failing cash, failing dollar. To me, that's your choices right now. I don't see any way out of this. And if you look at Trump with the tariffs is going long-term solution, isn't he?
Yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of pain in the short time for a lot of prosperity in the future. But I don't know if we have it in us as Americans to do that, right? I mean, everybody wants instant gratification. Nobody wants to see anything go down. The government, the federal, anytime the stock market goes down or the economy goes down, Federal Reserve comes in and helicopters money everywhere, and it makes the problem bigger and bigger and bigger, right? We're kicking the can down the road and the can's getting bigger and bigger until we kick it and it's a stone and we can't move it. And that's kind of what we're coming into right now.
So we actually have to have a crash in your estimation to get on the right path.
No doubt in my mind. That's exactly what has to happen. There
So if
has to
there's going to be a crash with the dollar, you darn well better be out of the dollar and into gold and silver. And let's say there were a crash, hypothetically. Have you thought this through in terms of how people would monetize their holdings in gold and silver to get through the tough times?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we have history that supports everything, right? I mean, it's not the first time fiat money has ever collapsed, right? You look at places like Zimbabwe. I mean, on my desk here, I have a $100 trillion note from Zimbabwe, and it's an actual note that the government issued. You couldn't buy a loaf of bread with it, but it's an actual note that they issued, right? If governments could just print money into prosperity, all of these countries that have completely collapsed in the last 50 years would be meccas on earth, right? It would be like it would be an oasis, right? But all of these countries are the poorest, and they have the governments that control the most on the currencies that are completely devalued. I mean, it's Zimbabwe is just one example. There's a lot more.
But every nation in the world is in terrible debt. Every nation in the world effectively is a fiat currency, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, there isn't one currency out there that's backed by gold and silver, right? The fiat currencies are all backed by how big your government is. That's the reality of it. That's what gives the fiat money, paper money value, is the might of our military. Nothing else.
So when the fiat nations had their conference in Russia, did they come out committing their currency to total being gold backed?
No. So they're transitioning. It's going to be a slower process, I believe. They have to. It's not like Russia can do it, and then so if Russia goes to gold, everything's gonna all the powers that be are going to go against them. It has to be a coordinated effort. It has to be a conglomerate of countries that are doing it at the same time. It can't be just one, right? Because I mean, the last time Gaddafi is the last guy that tried to make his currency gold. What happened to him?
So let me project this out for the average American. So you go, okay, Dave, I've listened to you. I buy a lot of gold coin, silver coin, and now the collapse comes. Are you going to have a black market economy with gold and silver till something is reestablished?
No, I don't think it's going to be a black market. I think it's, you're always going to, when you hold on to physical gold and silver, you can always convert that into fiat money at any time, right? For the last thousands of years, you've always been able to convert that into any new currency at the time. So personally, I think we're going to have a currency that's backed by gold and silver.
I do
Very
too.
similar to what we had 100, 120 years ago, where we have either notes or a digital currency that is backed by gold and silver.
Yeah, I can see Trump's actions are really long term. And here's what I mean by that. You've got Doge that is getting rid of wasteful spending. So you're going to save some there, certainly not enough to overcome $36 trillion in debt. And then you've got him looking seriously at a basket of currencies to back up the dollar and to try to even out the trade between nations so we're not taking a hit there. Those are long term solutions. Is he kind of out of luck in terms of short-term solutions, or this is pain we have to go through?
Yeah, I mean the problem is in America here we have a president for 4 years, and then we have and Trump's already been elected once before, so this is his last term. Okay, so once Trump gets out of there, everything can get reversed from the next president, just like what you saw with Biden here. A lot of headwind, and then once Biden got in there, he ripped it all down, and we're basically back to square one again. So that's the problem. It's not like whatever Trump does today can be undone tomorrow by
Yeah.
somebody else.
I had one of my Democratic friends, and yes, I do have some friends that are Democrats. I had him ask me, he says, Dave, why are you so in love with gold and silver? And I said, because your guys might get back into office and I got to protect myself.
Exactly. And even if they don't, right? I mean, you still want to hold gold. I mean, I work my butt off every day, right? I don't want to hold my money in something that the government can print out of thin air. Why would I do that? I mean, it's like beating your head against the wall. You know what I mean? It's like, why would I hold my wealth in something that the government can print out of thin air, and they do, and it has no real value other than our military might, right? An ounce of gold, an ounce of silver, that represents time, energy, effort, manpower to find the gold and silver, refine it, assay it into gold and silver, assay it into coins and bars, right? It has intrinsic value. It costs the U.S. government the same amount of money to print a $1 bill and a $100 bill. Why is the $100 bill worth 100 times more than a $1 bill? Why? It has no real value. It's a zero on a piece of paper that you and I have been tricked into accepting as money.
Joshua, I actually have an answer to your rhetorical question, though. The reason they would do the one versus 100 is because the benefactors of politicians get make work projects that could be totally worthless but beneficial to them financially. And we've seen evidence of that by what's been uncovered by Doge. That
Absolutely.
would be my answer to that.
Absolutely. I mean, anything the there's a reason why the government does so many things in dark, and the average person has no idea what's going on. It's because it's nefarious, right? There's a reason why Fort Knox has never been audited, right? There's a reason why politicians can trade stocks, and they're the ones affecting the policies on those stocks.
Exactly.
I mean, how is Nancy Pelosi worth $200 million? And she's been on a $200,000 salary for the last 20 years.
Well, it's legal for her insider trading, and that's how she does it. If you and I do it, we go to prison.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a total rigged game. And see,
Why would you want to be a part of that, right? That's why I own gold and silver. Why the hell would I want to be a part of that? Why
I know.
would I want to be a subject to that or be part of the problem? Right? When you own gold and silver, you're getting out of the banking system, you're getting out of the dollar. You're getting out of the government's control, and you're putting your freedom in your hands, literally.
Yeah, but see, we're brainwashed to think that you've got to be in the banking system. Right now, I think people are wise to keep operating capital in the bank, but to put your nest egg there is foolish. And I don't care if you're living hand to mouth. If you got $10 left over at the end of the month and you're putting everything you have in the bank, you're going to be in trouble one day. I mean, this is what I think is going to happen. Let's compare projections. I don't think the banks, when the collapse comes, are going to take all your money. I think they're going to give everybody a big haircut, a high percentage that they'll keep, and you'll get a little bit so we don't riot.
Wouldn't it be easier to just have massive inflation and clear the debt instead of having to tax people or take money from people? If
Yeah.
you government, that's my biggest fear, right? You can either tax people and then they vote for you and then you're out next time, right? Next term. Not in California, but in any other state, you raise the taxes, you're out, right? So if I were the government, right, and we're just spitballing here. If I was the government, I'd want to do it with inflation. I wouldn't want to do it with taxation. I'd want to do it behind closed doors, so nobody realizes what the hell is really going on until it's too late, right? If you were to put a direct tax on somebody, they feel it. If you have inflation 20, 30, 40% a year, they feel it, but they don't know where the hell it's coming from. And most people can't connect the dots to realize that it's the government. They're going to blame it on some corporation or some private entity, right?
People don't get it too. I mean, some people will say, well, Dave, it's only 3% inflation. And I go, in 10 years, you've got 30% less money and you didn't do anything to lose it. It's not like you went to Vegas and gambled it away. But then the other thing is too, is these guys with their inflationary processes, you don't even get the truth. They don't count the price of food and they don't count the price of gas. Like you don't have to drive to work or eat. And so when we look at food inflation was close to 30% at one time with a lot of goods with Biden, but that didn't show up on the inflation report.
And they'll measure it. They change the metrics. They change what's being measured. Food and energy is out of that metric, right? And it wasn't 30, 40 years ago. So I mean, this is what the government does. This is the whole point here. This is what the government does, right? And the number, the politics, government. It literally means preservation of the state above all else. 100% of the time, right? It's not about helping you. It's not about being your protector. It's about how they can feed off you and take from you to preserve themselves.
That's right. It's a parasitic system where people that are in office are beholden to the donor class at our expense. That's ultimately what I totally agree with you. What about debt repudiation? Is that a possibility that we just wake up one day and the president says, we're not paying those debts, and the debt goes to zero?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're doing that again with inflation, right? I think that's it's easier to do that with high
Yeah, that's
inflation
true. Yeah.
than it is with Trump's not going to come out and say, hey guys, I can't pay Social Security now. I got to pay the interest to the Chinese. You know what I mean? I don't think that's ever going to happen. They're just going to print the money today, right? I mean, they're not austerity is not going to happen. They're just going to print the money and make things worse.
This is why this shows like this are important. And I'm not bragging the Common Sense Show. I'm saying any show that covers this material is important because you're not being taught this and your kids aren't being taught this in school. And I'm speaking directly to my audience here, and it's by design. They don't want you to know. I mean, I'll give you an example. Inflation is always going to be with us because of the usury fees the Federal Reserve charges to print the money. It's always going to be 3 to 5%, and prices don't even have to even go up. But they've created inflation because they're charging us to use our own money.
And we have a Keynesian system of economics that our powers that be emulate, right? And it's one of the most destructive ones. I mean, I'm much more a firm believer in Austrian economics and that theory. I think that's a hell of a lot better. It makes sense. You
Sure.
don't have to have all these crazy, it just makes sense to me, right? It's the Keynesian economics doesn't make sense.
Well,
You guys haven't heard of
even
those?
if the dollar got under control, Congress takes over coining money as they're supposed to do under the Constitution, and they can't charge anything, okay? So you've got coin money and without the inflationary cost, and the debt is zero, okay? You'd still have to have a backing agent, which you know is going to be gold. So this is why I don't get why gold isn't being pushed more and silver too to buy, because no matter what direction we go as the economy, gold and silver are going to be at the center of it.
Well, and you'd be surprised too, David. I just had my did my taxes a month ago. I paid my CPA in gold to do my taxes. I pay my handyman, my heating and HVAC guy, my barber, my mechanic. I mean, anybody I can, I offer to pay them in silver or gold or fiat money. I mean, I do it all the time. I trade every week. I trade with somebody for something, for goods and service. I mean, it's not like you're going to go to a Walmart and give them It has to be like an individual, like someone who owns a store, or someone who's like a lawyer or a doctor, or there's an accountant, something like that, who's providing a service that you can pay in gold and silver. And you'd be surprised how many people do prefer to be paid in metals. So
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm hearing that with a lot of things too. Trading services is one thing. Like, you fix my toilet and I'll do this service for you, that kind of. I'm hearing a lot of that. I'm also hearing a little bit with crypto like that, and we're seeing more acceptance along those lines. But gold and silver, and that leads me to this question here with gold and silver coins. I can honestly see gold and silver coins being the preferred currency over the dollar when the dollar becomes like the German Wehrmacht did in pre-World War II.
Absolutely. I mean, I could even see a cryptocurrency that's backed by gold and silver, right? So you're not trading in physical coins, right? Like we were 100, 200 years ago. You're trading in a currency that is directly correlated with gold and silver holdings that you have, or reserves.
That's
That's
so interesting here, but here's my biggest fear. So we've kind of laid the groundwork. You better have gold and silver, not trust the dollar.
Yes.
Just use the dollar as you need to. But here's where I go with this too. Central bank digital currency. How does that factor into what we're talking about?
Well, it looks like it's probably going to be the next step from fiat currency.
That's what I'm wondering too.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we're going to go, if I had a bet on it, we'd probably go from a fiat to some sort of crypto, and or crypto gold and silver, right? I think the going back to gold and silver is going to be the last and the final, but I think there's a possibility we could go from fiat to a cryptocurrency, right? Imagine if you know how bad they want to get rid of cash, right? Because if they get rid of cash, the government can tax every dollar that you make. Right? There's nothing hidden anymore if they get rid of cash. You can't hide anything from the government, right? I mean, it's everything's above board. So if they get rid of cash, and they can track and trace everything and tax you on everything, cryptocurrencies is even better. So people don't realize they know exactly when you bought it, what you bought it. There's a ledger that describes every transaction. So it's like the government. If the government got a hold of that, that's the blueprint for the economy.
I might have an irrational fear here. Let's say I own $100,000 worth of gold at the time I bought it. It's now escalated with currency crisis to $1 million. And then we go on central bank digital currency where they want to tokenize everything. Do you think they could tokenize the gold coins or the gold bullion? I think they'd have a hell of a time doing that. They'd have to go house to house, literally, wouldn't they?
No, that's exactly why they can't. Because once you own gold and silver, right? You send Noble Gold a wire transfer. I send you the metals, and the bank's eyes and the government's eyes, the money's gone, right? It's not in the bank anymore. It's you converted it into gold and silver, and you as a private individual can trade, barter, use, hold, do whatever you want with it, right? It's
Right.
no government doesn't know when that I paid my accountant in gold, or that you paid the handyman to fix your spot in silver, right? It's not something that the government has control over. Now, if you had money in a bank and you sent it through PayPal or Zelle or Venmo, then the government does know exactly what you did and who exactly you paid and when it was paid and how much it was paid.
You
I mean, you
know,
have.
I just had a revelation. And it's okay to tell the host he's full of crap because I have you on to teach me. But I could actually see where Trump is going with tariffs. Tariffs replace taxes, and now you don't have central bank digital currency possibilities.
That's a very good observation, right? And that's exactly what he's like. So we had tariffs. They brought in the income tax to get rid of the tariffs, right? So now we're all paying 30, 40% income tax. And now what, we're gonna have tariffs on top of that? I mean, we're gonna be paying everything to the government or to tariffs,
Yeah.
right? So the only way the tariffs are gonna work is if Trump gets rid of the income tax up to a certain level, like what they did before, right? To where $200,000 or less, you don't pay any income tax. Right, you only pay income tax if you make over 200. Right? Then it would make sense to do the tariffs, because or else we're just going to be paying twice. We're going to be paying taxes and tariffs. We're going to be losing with both hands.
Well, it's genius on his part. The problem is time is not on his side. Because if he loses the midterms in the Senate and the House, what he's trying to do will be greatly impeded.
You're absolutely right. And I can't imagine that happening. I mean, the Democratic Party is probably the lowest. It's a joke, really. I mean, when you look at the people that are running the Democratic Party, it's a mockery of what it once was. They're all in, they're fighting within themselves. They don't have any clear leader. They don't have any clear leadership, right? That's something that
That's
we don't
true. That's true.
see in
You
politics.
know, I had someone ask me what the Democrats stand for, and I said, whatever Trump is for. That's their party policy right now. They don't stand for anything. And it says, oh, we're serving up billionaires. Okay, well, who had the most donations in the last several elections? It was the Democrats. So don't give me that. I mean, it was nonsense to even say that. Okay, so let me bring this full circle now. You're with Noble Gold, and I've been a happy customer for over 7.5 years now, but I want to share the opportunity with people right now. You can see right now you want to limit your holdings in the bank. Okay, so can talk just for a minute about what you can do with retirements associated with bank, like IRAs and 401ks.
Sure, yeah. So a lot of your listeners might not even know, but you're not stuck in the stock market, right? If you have an IRA or a 401k with an employer, you're automatically set up to go into the stock market, but that you're not limited to that. You can hold precious physical gold and silver in an IRA. You can hold real estate in an IRA. You can hold all sorts of other also alternative assets in an IRA. So what we do here at Noble Gold is we get people out of the dollar, out of the stock market. We set up gold and silver IRAs for them. We transfer the money, tax and penalty free, from their current custodian, their current IRAs that they're in now, into their new gold and silver IRAs, all tax and penalty free. You don't have to pay a cent of taxes to do this. And then we use that dollar amount that we have available to tailor a package for you, whether it's all gold, all silver, 50-50, coins, bars. We tailor a package for everyone. It's not a one-size-fits-all blanket answer here, right?
Exactly. And if I'm not mistaken, I think you have a great tax advantage until you're 73 and then you have to take it out.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So
Yeah.
all the gains that you have in, you know, you buy gold. You know, I've been here for about as long as you have, Dave. So I've been here almost 8 years as well. And when I started, the price of gold was about $1,200 an ounce, $1,200-$1,300 an ounce.
Amazing. It's
Right.
absolutely amazing.
So people that now it's at 3,300, they've had all these gains in the market and they haven't paid a cent in taxes. And you can do it all tax and penalty free up until you start taking a distribution, which is where you either take delivery of the metals, right? This is another cool part here, Dave. So when you're in the stock market and you want to take out money, you have to sell the stock and take out the fiat money, the dollars that are worth less and less every year, right? That you're forced, there's no other option. You can't take delivery of a Tesla stock or an Apple stock, right? They sell it to cash and give you the cash. When you have a physical gold and silver IRA, you can take your distributions, you can take your money out of the IRA in your actual metals, in your gold and silver. I FedEx it to your door. I mean, clients do it all the time. I have a lot of clients that are over 72 and a half, and they have what's called a required minimum distribution, which is every year they got to take out between 2 and 7% of their account value every year. And
Yeah, but
most
the
of
money you save up until that point is astronomical.
see that again for me, Dave?
I mean, the money that you save up until you're 73 is astronomical.
Absolutely, yeah.
You save so much on taxes, it's incredible. Now, when you do what you're doing for the retirements of people, don't you actually put it under their control and take it away from the bank?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So we set up a gold and silver IRA with a custodian, and then the metals are held at a third-party depository in either Dallas, Texas, or Newcastle, Delaware. And then we take it a step further, Dick. We send you actual photos of your metals at the depository where you can actually see your metals and you have access. You can go to Texas, you can go to Delaware, and you can audit your account personally and go into the depository. You have that availability. Right, which totally is separate than if you're buying like GLD or gold stocks or gold certificates, where you just have exposure to the price of gold. You're only going to get paid out in US dollars and fiat money. You don't own physical metals, right? People need to understand that too. When you're buying paper gold, you're not really buying gold, right? You're not buying physical gold. You're buying a piece of paper that has exposure to the price of gold, but that's it. And you only can get paid out in dollars. You know, every single one of my clients, they're IRAs are in physical gold and silver, actual
Right.
coin.
See, I believe in the old saying, if you can't hold it, you really don't own it. That's my belief. See, I like the idea that the person owns it So if the bank goes into some kind of financial collapse, they can't enact Dodd-Frank and keep your retirement.
Yeah, no,
That
that's.
that's a big fear. A lot of people just don't know this stuff. And then also too with the gold, I know this from working with Noble Gold all these years, that when I buy gold or silver, you guys will actually buy it back from me when I
That's correct.
need, if I need to liquidate to pay a bill or something, maybe an unexpected medical expense, you guys will actually buy that back from me.
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely.
That's such a great service, and people just don't know. This is why I'm really glad, Joshua, that you and Colin come on shows like mine to explain this. It's just not saying, hey, go invest in Noble Gold. You guys are out there, the general public has taken tremendous risks with your future. My mom, on my mom's side of the family, we were part of the Ford family. We were cousins to Henry Ford with my ancestors, and he sure as hell didn't tell my relatives what was coming in 1929. And so my mom's this little toddler, and she goes from riches to rags overnight. And the banks held on to everything. They had the bank holiday, and it was game over for a lot of Americans. And that can still happen today. And that's what people don't know.
I mean, we're going through a bank holiday every day with inflation, right? I mean,
Good
it's
point.
that's what's going on. The bank holiday, it's not going to be a one day event. It's going to be over 5 years, and you got nothing at the end of it. And
Absolutely.
you didn't even have, you barely could realize what was going on because it's a death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah,
That's
well, we're offering people here a way to get around that scenario. And I listen, I practice what I preach here. We don't market anything on the Common Sense Show that I don't use. And I'm just telling you right now, this is where you want to be. Let me give out some contact information. You can go to davehodgesgold.com, put in your email, and I'll send you out a free information packet with Noble Gold's number on it. But I think we pretty well covered that. I would encourage you to go to the next step and call 877-646-5347. If you're watching this or listening to this on social media, this will be in the description box. But again, it's 877-646-5347. And tell them I told you to call. And I'm telling you, it'd be the most important call you make because I would never leave my heart and soul with the banks. The banks are dirty. Sorry, that's just the way it is. Jesus walked through the temple and kicked out the bankers. There's biblical precedent for me saying that. Joshua, first time visitor on the Talk Common Sense Show, you knocked it out of the park today. Yeah,
that's great.
you did awesome. We love having Colin. I absolutely love Colin, but you knocked it out of the park today. This was really good, and I think we probably helped a lot of people.
Awesome, Dave. I really appreciate that.
Well, thanks for coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. There'll be more, but hey, you learned a lot here, courtesy of Noble Gold. Thanks so much for joining us again. 877-646-5347. Thanks so much, Joshua. Great job. Hello, America. I'm Dave Hodges, and I am the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Please share this far and wide. We have a nation to wake up. And particularly with the subject of UFOs, it won't go away. The mainstream media is obsessed with this. But the reports are all over the world. I'm going to play for you just a transcript and a air traffic control interaction with the plane. And it says it all. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about what it probably means in my estimation. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. There are no guarantees, the FTC wants me to tell you. We agree with that. But if gold's up 46%, actually it's 48% now, the number one investment in the world, it'd be pretty hard not to do well. Gold is at 3,300. It's going to 4,500 guaranteed, in my estimation. That's not the product's statement, it's mine. Because the dollar is not going to get cured very quickly. By the way, the Federal Reserve just cleared crypto and took the guardrails off. Crypto, silver, gold are going to be used to back the dollar. That's my prediction. Regardless, your money's not safe in the bank because you don't control it. Dodd-Frank 2010. Get your retirement out, invest in gold. Noble Gold can help you with these multitude of issues like they've helped me many times over. I sleep good at night. Do you? Call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347, and tell them Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show told you to call. From our friends at NBC. Is this surprising or what? Here we go.
We're seeing three or four targets. Yeah, they're all altitudes, up and down. It's pretty crazy.
We're not seeing anything, getting a lot of different reports out there, some at 30, some all the way up to 50,000, about three or four different lights. Does it look like they're around your altitude now?
No, there's one way up high and one about my altitude. Moving in like a circle, like a corkscrew pattern. Just had another one show up about my 1 o'clock, about 1,000 feet high, zipping towards us and then back out towards the ocean. It's red in color, moving at extreme speed.
Roger, you are cleared to maneuver as necessary, left and right, to avoid the UFO out there.
To avoid the UFO out there. Air traffic control is telling the guy to avoid the UFO. First of all, catch the guy up on the terminology. It's no longer UFO. It's UAP, unidentified aerial phenomena. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all over the world. I just did a segment on Trump's science and technology advisor saying, hey, we could time travel. And we got stargates. He didn't say that directly, but that was the takeaway. Is this the unveiling? Is this the coming out party for the new technology? Or are we about ready to get invaded? Okay, I'm going to take this very seriously now. What in the world is going on? Mainstream media would laugh at you. I remember there was a UFO report in San Diego. It was compelling. And this was about, oh gosh, probably 30, 32 years ago. And I was curious. I wanted to see it. I'd been told about it. So, and friends of mine in San Diego, my roommate from college said, man, you should have seen this, Dave. And I thought, well, I want to see it. So I called the TV station. And I said, do you have a copy? Yeah, oh yeah. Cost me $20 to have him copy it and send me a videotape. Tells you how long ago this was, right? I had my VCR. There it was. And I looked at it, I go, that looks pretty real to me. But when I was talking to the personnel at the station, they said, why would you want something so crazy? And I said, because I'm probably crazier than the people flying that UFO. And now we're embracing this as mainstream acceptance. Are you being desensitized? The more you expose something to someone, the less shocked they'll be when it's unveiled. So is this coming out for our new technology, or are they really here? Did they really meet with Truman and then Eisenhower and set up all kinds of agreements in exchange for technology? Well, that's the rumor, MJ-12. There's been a shift, and something is coming. What do you think it is? I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Sign up for our newsletter. Just go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link, put in your email, and you'll get a recapitulation of everything we've done in the previous 24 hours every single day. Over 50,000 people are taking advantage of this. You should too.